The Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, look, Brianna Koval's back and she brought the rain with her. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Usually I bring the sun on Friday.
I know, you are just a ray of sunshine, but
yeah.
Today not so much.
Not so much. But maybe later. The rain should stop maybe later.
Okay.
Maybe. No,
so,
it will.
I'm glad you're here because I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm reading a lot of things about, you know, flood warnings.
Yes.
What can you tell us about this? You're the answer person when it comes to this.
Well, I can tell you that when you add a significant amount of water to a river, it tends to go up. It's simple
and
math.
It is. The river's rising.
We've just had a decent amount of rain over the past few weeks, and it's caused the river to go up a little bit. Is it going to cause any significant problems? No, it won't. As of now, I mean, we would have to get a really significant weather system to come in and dump inches and inches of rain on us for the current river levels to be a problem. It's going to rise up to above flood stage within, you know, the weekend-ish, and it's going to drop back down. But there's an ebb and a flow to it, where that river's been pretty low the past few summers.
Right.
So now I guess is its chance to be a little higher for a little while, and then it's going to come back down.
Well, and considering how dry it's been,
yes.
I mean the ground's soaking this stuff up pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really consider it so dry anymore.
Probably not. We're kind of transitioning out of that.
I'm pretty sure everyone could do without the rain for a little while. The mowing of the lawns has become quite an issue.
See, you're about the third or fourth person to bring that up to me this week.
Yeah.
Wish this would stop because I'm tired of mowing my lawn.
Yep. Well, and we just got so used to last summer. I mean, you could probably count on two hands how many times it rained last summer.
Right.
So we just got used to the fact that, it's been 3 weeks. Maybe I should mow my lawn. And now it's like, it's been 4 days. I better get out there again.
Let's talk about some of the severe weather that's been going on all over the country, particularly in the South.
Yes.
And, you know, up here, because we're talking about this constantly, always be prepared. Because, you know, you get into May and June and it just seems like, I don't know, nasty storms pop up just out of nowhere.
Well, it's the changing of the seasons. So typically we're going to see more severe weather April, May, and June than we do the rest of the summer, which is pretty apparent based on what we're seeing in other parts of the country. We've been able to dodge that for the most part around here, which is great. My heart goes out to those people in Iowa who just keep getting pummeled and pummeled. Same thing over in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous amounts of rain. It seems like every day they have severe weather moving through right now. I know it was still pushing through Iowa this morning with tornado warnings and severe weather warnings down there. So we were pretty lucky once again. But yes, it just... it compounds the idea that, hey, we need to be prepared. You need to have a way to receive those weather warnings. You need to know where your safe area is going to be, and you need to have a plan based on where you're at.
Your whole family needs to be in on this, too.
Exactly. You know? Yep. Make sure you're communicating that plan with everyone. Make sure that those kids who are at home now, because if you're in North Dakota, school's out.
Yeah.
So if those kids are at home, make sure they know what to do during the day. Make sure you know what to do when you're at work. Make sure you know what to do when you're away. So if you have a lake place or a camper or anything like that, make sure you have a plan for that. And then if it's... You know, you're just on vacation and you're somewhere new for a little while, just be thinking about it. Hey, where am I going to go if we are camping at such and such state park? Where's the severe weather shelter? Because we've never been here
before. That's a great point, yeah.
Yep, exactly. Or if you're just randomly on vacation staying in a hotel, there's typically signs in most places
of
lodging that'll tell you where that severe weather shelter area is. So just keep that in mind as we move through these summer months, that you always have to be ready for it because these storms can sometimes pop up out of nowhere or they can be predicted a couple days in advance like we had for the system that pushed through. But luckily, nothing really materialized for us. It was just an obnoxious amount of rain.
Yeah.
Yep.
And normally,
I shouldn't even say that. It was about a half inch.
Yeah.
You know, parts of Wilkin County got maybe closer to 3/4 of an inch. Right here in Wamp Breck, we got about half, which it's not terrible. We could do without it. Some people love it. Some people hate it. You know, it is what it is.
Well, I was going to say, normally it doesn't rain like this until my band actually has to go and play an outdoor gig.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what it is. Last summer, dry summer, right? Nope. Every single time we went out to play a gig outside, it rained. Okay, well, about the only, and the only days it did were when we were playing. So it was some kind of weird little rain dance thing.
Well, let me tell you this then. If we are ever in a dire drought situation, we will make sure that Billy D plays.
Absolutely. Have us playing out. Believe me.
And it'll summon the storms.
I still don't think our equipment's dried out from last summer, but that's a whole other thing. Brag about your kid a little bit because, you know, Archery, we've been talking about this. It's getting to be a thing, it's been growing and growing. He did okay at this tournament. Go ahead and brag, Mom.
I'm not going to brag about him. I'm going to brag about the whole team.
Okay.
Because technically speaking, I think everybody on the Twin Town team that attended Nationals, I think they all qualified to go to the Grand Championship in Florida.
Wow.
Now, I don't believe anybody's actually going.
Yeah.
But
just
everybody
to qualify.
Qualified for that National Grand Championship. So that was great. Nobody took home any medals or any big accolades, but all the archers did so well. My son had personal records in both 3D and bullseye. He did exceptionally well, so we were pretty proud of him. Excited for the break, though.
Yeah.
Archery season gets a little grueling.
Yeah, I'm sure. You were telling me that.
Yep, from January all the way through March, it seems like there's a tournament nearly every weekend.
Yeah.
And then practices on top of that, and then the prep for the state, and then you're still practicing for Nationals, and now that that's done, the kids get some time off, which
And you
is
get
great.
Some time off, which
yes,
is good.
Get a little bit of time off from that. So,
that's great.
Yeah, but it was a great trip. It was a great experience. Looking forward to next year.
Fantastic. You're going to be back next week?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about a lot more things, too.
Sounds good.
All right. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with Brianna every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
My daddy always was a gentleman. Never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. Ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no